Welcome to another episode of Titan PI TV, where we are here at Derby at Titan's head office, and we are uncovering the inside workings of an operational investigations agency, that being Titan. Today, we're going to focus on the five attributes that a surveillance operative, a covert surveillance operative, needs to acquire. These are flexibility, patience, professionalism, thinking outside the box, and investment. So let's look at the first one, flexibility initially. Surveillance is not a 9 to 5. Surveillance is a minimum 5-hour deployment. That could be 2200 hours, 10 p.m. at night until 3 in the morning. It could be 6 in the morning until 11. It's very varied, and it isn't 9 to 5 like your average office job. These jobs come up at short notice. It might be the night before we're requesting that someone is on plot, or two operatives are on plot at 6 in the morning. That request might come in at 10 p.m. at night. So we need to be flexible as regards short notice. We might be on a 5-hour deployment, because that is the minimum deployment we do. We start at 6, we get to 11 a.m. and the client asks to extend. So we need to be flexible in regards to extending our deployment time. It might be that our subject of the day, who is our main interest, meets someone who is of more interest. And we have to be flexible because the client might request that we swap our subject or we go with an associate who our initial subject meets. So flexibility is key. The second one we mentioned is patience. The nature of surveillance, there is a lot of downtime. It's very rare that you will have a deployment which will start at 9 in the morning and you'll be flat out until the closure or termination of that deployment. So because of that, as a successful covert surveillance operative, we need to be able to use our time. If we haven't got the visual on the address where the subject is, or the shop where the subject is, or the office where the subject is, we have got downtime. Initially, we have to plan for that initial movement. So when the subject comes out, we need to be in a position to be able to go with. Once we've done that, it's a matter of waiting and being a coiled spring. So as an operative, you need to be able to fill your time. It might be that you have a snooze, but once again, you need to be like a coiled spring when that standby, standby, standby happens. It might be that you play on your phone various apps. It might be that you do a crossword. But you need to be able to fill your time. Number three, professionalism. If you do this for a job, you are a professional, okay? So we need to act like a professional. So we don't just turn up, we have an invested interest on the outcome. Whatever that outcome might be, there's nothing worse than having operatives that just turn up for the money, which is usually £25 an hour, and then go home at the end, and they've got no invested interest on the outcome. We're professionals, let's act like it. We need to arrive early. There's nothing worse than that opening shot for the report which goes to our client. If it's a 9 o'clock start, that being at 9:05, that's not professional. Let's have that opening shot at 9:05. And when we do the closing shot to prove that we were on the deployment until this time, if we finish at 9 at night. Let's not take that imagery before 9 p.m. We do it slightly after, or bang on 9 o'clock. When we arrive to a plot, we've potentially travelled some distance from our home address or from our office. With the inclement weather in the UK, your windows can be dirty. So the first thing you need to be doing is cleaning your windows, not just where the wipers go, the whole window. So we need to be carrying some sort of squirty liquid, whether it's just water in a bottle, and then something to clean the windscreen with. And all your windows need to be clean because it affects the grade of the imagery if there's dirt on your windows. Or if there's some cack on the window, the last thing we want is our camera focusing on that instead of beyond it and what we want to capture in our imagery. We want to avoid the internals of our car. Our client does not want to see the internal of our observation points, so a bit of dashboard or a rear view mirror or the A-pillar on a door. Let's set our frame up so it looks professional, because we are professionals. This is our profession. And practice. Practice, practice, practice. Get to know your kit. Whether it's a covert and you can't see what you are recording, you need to know the parameters of that kit. So you need to practice. We are judged on our imagery. We can be the best team in the world, but if we have got no imagery, we are the worst team in the world because we've got nothing to report back. And that is due to practicing with your kit. Fourth one, thinking outside the box. If you work for Titan, you will be given an operational order or a briefing sheet prior to the operation. That briefing sheet will include the intent. So what our intentions are for this operation, what our objectives are. Information, so information about the subject, information about the background of the subject, why this has come about, who they might meet, what their itinerary might be. Then we go on to the method. So how are we going to carry out this intent? Then there'll be admin, which will be things like which radio channel we're using. We're going to be looking at communications. So who's providing the communications? If there is a compromise, where are we going to go? Where is a safe place? Where are hospitals? And then we're going to look at health and safety. All of this is contained on the operational order. You need to read it again and again, because there might be some information in there that if you have a loss or the subject is traveling in a specific direction, there might be some information in the information part of the operational order, which might say where the subject might be going in the event of a loss. So we can then research that area. And the final part, invest in your kit. When you initially enter the industry, you're probably going to buy entry level unless you've got some funding behind you. So an entry level camcorder, for example, might be the CX250, the Sony camcorder. You can pick these up for £100 to £150. Once you find your feet in the industry though, and working for Titan, you might move on to the Sony AX52, 53. You need to invest in your kit. You need to have kit for every eventuality. So it might be that we buy a DJI drone. This allows us to get shots in the air, aerial pictures. It might be an area where we can't go in covertly as a surveillance operative. So we would use the drone. So it is important to invest in your kit. So just to recap, the five attributes of a successful covert surveillance operative. Flexibility. You need to be flexible. You need to deal with downtime and be patient. You need to be professional. This is your profession. You need to think outside the box and you need to invest in kit. So that's another episode. If we can help you or if you wish to train with Titan, visit www.titaninvestigations.co.uk. All the information is on the website. We would really appreciate a thumbs up or subscribe to this YouTube channel. Have a great weekend. Thanks again for listening and watching. Till next time.